Right here with senior wide receiver Lane Durston. Lane, senior year, I guess, going into this year, what were kind of your expectations? How did you prepare differently than years past?
Well, I think I prepared mostly the same, but my mentality was different going into the year, thinking it was my last year probably playing football ever, so I just really wanted to do good for the team and focus on my job and do better every day.
Well, you said one job, but you've got many, returning kicks and a wide receiver for the Buffaloes. So I guess how has the places you're playing, wide receiver, returning kicks, how has that kind of evolved over your high school career?
Well, I started out just playing wide receiver, and then I'm all right at catching, I think. So then they put me back to catch kicks, and then I did all right at that. So then they put me to catch punts, and I just do my best.
Well, you had a good game against Derby. I think 5 catches for over 100 yards and a couple 30-plus yard catches from Carlos. So I guess talk about some of those catches that you made. Some of those you had to make an adjustment and come back to the football. So I guess talk about those plays you made against Derby.
I just tried to think of it just like practice, and even though I was tired, focus on the ball, always make a play. And I knew that I needed to make the catch, especially towards the end of the game whenever we started putting up more points. So I just focused on catching the ball, lining up, doing the same thing on the next play.
Going forward against Valley Center, what's the key for you guys as an offense to get in the end zone and get some points?
I think if everyone just focuses on their job and do their own thing and do how you're supposed to do your thing, and then just do it right, execute, and we'll be fine.
What are your guys' goals? I know you're 0-1, but that was against a really tough team. What are your guys' goals as a team going forward through the season?
Well, we always want to get the hatchet. That's the number one goal. And then the next goal would probably be win WAC, and then just go on and go as deep as we can in the playoffs to the state championship.
Thanks, Lane.
Thank you.